defense in tackles, getting two in a row there as we're just under 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. And does not look like to me, Clark, the punting unit's going to stay and come on the field. They're going to go for it on fourth and three.
USA trying to slide by this Laker front line like a slider from Oldcastle. Three-man backfield. Michael Kramer keeps it for himself, and he's brought down in the backfield. On fourth and two, USA ends up in the backfield for a loss of two. Back out to about the 26-yard line.
You guessed it, number 26. That's with Corey Minetti. Three straight tackles on that defensive series as he sniffed out the quarterback keeper around the outside, that triple option. Nowhere to go, not even the ability to pitch it out. Corey Minetti in the backfield so quickly, and a turnover of downs for USA. And that one could be the dagger that ends this game for USA. I know it's only early in the third quarter, but Lakers high-powered offense takes over the football at the USA 26-yard line. First down, Lakers.
Short field to work with. Lakers back on offense, leading 22-0, 6:44. Left in the third quarter. First and 10, right to left across your radio. Wisner back to pass. Has a receiver in between the hash marks, and this one's incomplete. Pass was intended for Taylor Cady. In defense was number 56, Cade Ryerson, the sophomore linebacker for USA. Second down and 10 for the Lakers. Still at the USA 26-yard line as the wind is starting to pick up here from the southwest.
Ryerson does a nice job in coverage. Was able to stay right by Taylor Cady, not let him get far away. Quarterback Brennan Wisner does a nice job leading the football to his receiver, just let him a little too much. But I like the play call on first down. You just got a big stop on defense. Let's try and make it hurt with a play action pass.
Pitch out to Jake Kretschmer. And before that play started, we have a false start against Lakers, kind of like the Brexit vote for Britain. Saying we can't quite leave the Union yet. So it'll be a 5-yard penalty against Lakers. Second down and 15 now. First down marker is way down at the 17-yard line of USA. First down, or there's line of scrimmage now at the 32.
Yeah, should be second and 15 to go. Nothing that Lakers hasn't had on their plate already tonight.
Harbor Beach now leads Brown City 27-16, 2:35 left in the third, and Brown City scores for the second time of the night.
Brown City not laying down easy yet, are they?
Not quite. Second and 15 for the Lakers at the 31-yard line of USA. 6.5 to play in the third quarter, 22-0 Lakers. Brennan Wisner under center, delving offense. Preston Warren in motion, and Wisner is a handoff to Jake Kretschmer. He's out for the right at the 10, and the 5, touchdown Lakers. Jake Kretschmer in for his fourth score of the night, this time from 31 yards out. Lakers, the drive is on. 6:25 left in the third. It's now Lakers 28-0.
USA's inability to even get a couple first downs and sustain drives. We talked about that as our key 3 points. Not able to sustain drives leads to Lakers getting the football more often and getting the football in good field position. And Jake Kretschmer, there's nothing fancy about this play, folks. It's a fullback dive off the left center. And when he gets through that defensive line, he is making that secondary look foolish right there.
I have not seen a speed like we've seen from Jake Kretschmer in quite some time. It's going to be Preston Warren on the two-point conversion. Gets down to about the 1-yard line. They're going to say he is short. The two-point conversion is no good. Lakers leads 28-0 with 6:25 left in the third quarter right here on the WIW Sports Network.
Unionville Sebring Area Schools takes your student success to heart. We would like to thank everyone for making September's Attendance Awareness Month at USA Schools a success. Starting the school year on the right foot means attending school every day. Did you know that 1 out of every 10 students in the United States misses 10% of the school year? Attending school every day is critical because half of the students who miss 2 or more days in September go on to miss nearly a month of school. These attendance gaps lead to achievement gaps. Starting in kindergarten, Chronic absence leads to third graders unable to read well. By sixth grade, it's a warning sign that students will fail classes or even drop out of high school. We want to thank our school leaders, community advocates, parents, and students for helping build a habit and a culture of regular school attendance, and for working together to identify and address barriers to getting children to school. To enroll in USA Schools or for more information, go to the website think-usa.org or call 989-883-2360.
Meanwhile, back in the ranch, Lakers kicks it off all the way back down to about the 14-yard line when USA scoops it up and tries to get forward as far as possible out to about the 32-yard line. Tackle is made by Lakers number 23, Preston Warren. A flag is flying, and that's right at the spot of the tackle. And it appears to be a hold against USA. That's at the 33-yard line. That's exactly what it is. So 10 yards walked off from the 33, pushes them back to the 23. .619 left in the third quarter. Lakers now leads, I should say Jake Kretschmer leads, 28-0 over the USA Patriots. All four scores from Jake Kretschmer tonight. The first and 10 for the USA Patriots at their own 34-yard line. 24-yard line. I take that back.
USA will have a first and 10 from their own 24-yard line.
USA still in the huddle, trying to readjust here. They lost Cooper Caulfield with 5 minutes left in the first quarter. He's a starting linebacker, but more importantly, as Doug Cole pointed out in the timeout, he's the starting guard as well, typically where Allen Rabin runs behind. First and 10 for the Patriots at their own 24-yard line. There's a snap, and he's going to be Micah Kramer rolling to his left, keeping it for himself. He's running close to the first down marker, dives towards it, out of bounds, and looks like he does have the first down, about a 10, maybe 11-yard run for the quarterback keeper, brought down out of the secondary by Troy Chappell, the junior defenseman for the Lakers. An 11-yard gain. Micah Kramer moves the chains for the third time tonight for the Patriots.
Looking back on the special teams play, they get a nice return. And, of course, what's the one thing that happens when you finally get a small glimmer of hope? That yellow flag squashes it right out. They go back 10 more yards. But a nice recovery there as Micah Kramer, a guy that I've been asking for all game long to get involved in this game, finally does. Gets a nice run there and get a first down there. Longest play, longest run of the game, 11 yards.
Micah Kramer completes a pass to his right to Hunter Bone as a last-ditch effort, and this one comes in for a loss of 3 yards back at the 32-yard line as he was swept out of that pocket and had to let it go, and this has now results in a second down and 13 for USA. 5:42 left in the third, 28-0 Lakers. USA with the ball at their own 32-yard line.
Corey Minetti, Andrew Siegfried in on that tackle again after that loss of 3 yards. It's kind of been the theme of the night. You get a nice gain, and then all of a sudden give three of it back on the next play. Second down and 13, upcoming for USA.
Uncle, second down and 13 for USA. Three-man backfield. Kramer rolling to his left to pass, has a white jersey in front of him. He's brought down for the sack way back at the 22-yard line. Brought down by Preston Warren for the huge loss. And Micah Kramer is going to be feeling that one in the morning.
Micah Kramer again, the left-hander, trying to roll out to his left, and Preston Warren stops him in his tracks. And as Micah Kramer tries to spin around and get out of it and make a play, Preston Warren has a good grip on him, throws him to the ground, and yet another loss of play and big yardage loss for USA. Third down and 22 or so to go now for a first down.
22 yards before, but they get another first down at the 25-yard line as the line of scrimmage. The first down marker is at the 45-yard line, 20 yards to go. Third down, three wide to the left. Micah Kramer under center, has one man behind him. That's Rabin. There's the snap, rolling to his left. The lefty looking to throw. Lets this one fly. It is thrown behind and falls incomplete at the 36-yard line. Even well short of the first down marker by about 9 yards, even if it was complete. Looks like it was intended for Josh Lang. Falls incomplete. Fourth down and 20 for the USA Patriots, and they are in a world of hurt again.
Yeah, it definitely was intended.